Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
What's up, warriors? Hunter Rivers here, your guide to conquering procrastination and unleashing your inner Spartan. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks, deadlines looming like angry minotaurs? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that demands constant output, 24/7 hustle, but let's be real, our brains aren't wired for the kind of marathon effort. That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into the Pomodoro Technique, a powerful tool to hack your productivity and reclaim control of your time. Now imagine this. You've got a mountain of work staring you down. You know you need to tackle it, but that initial push feels like climbing Mount Olympus. The good news is, you don't have to scale the whole mountain in one go. The Pomodoro technique breaks it down into manageable chunks, kind of like dismantling that mountain into smaller, conquerable rocks. Here are 5 key takeaways from this ancient Spartan wisdom I mean, modern productivity hack. 1. Time blocking is your new best friend. We all know the feeling. I'll just check email for a minute before you suddenly find yourself lost in a rabbit hole of inbox chaos 2 hours later. The Pomodoro technique introduces strict time blocks for specific tasks. You dedicate 25 minutes, focused laser beam attention to one thing only. Boom, productivity explosion. Then, you take a short 5-minute break to recharge and refocus. 2. Breaks are not the enemy. Seriously, folks. This is where most people go wrong. They try to power through, burning themselves out faster than a Spartan in a firefight. The Pomodoro technique understands that our brains need regular refreshers. Those 5-minute breaks are crucial. Hit up, stretch, take a walk, grab a coffee, do something completely unrelated to your work. It's like hitting the reset button and coming back with renewed energy. 3. Embrace the power of focus. Think about those moments when you were truly engrossed in something, reading a captivating book, working on a project you're passionate about, or even just having an intense conversation. That state of deep focus is what we want to cultivate. The Pomodoro technique helps us train our brains to enter the flow state more consistently. 4. Long-term consistency trumps all. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. This isn't about instant miracles, it's about building sustainable habits. Stick with the Pomodoro technique for a few weeks, even if you miss a cycle here and there. The key is to keep practicing, refining your approach, and finding what works best for you. 5. It's not just about getting stuff done. The Pomodoro technique isn't just about churning out tasks like a robotic automaton. It's about reclaiming your time, becoming more mindful of how you spend it, and ultimately feeling more in control of your life. Think about the last time you were struggling to get something done, maybe writing an essay, prepping for a presentation, or even just cleaning your apartment. You know that feeling when your mind starts wandering, distractions pull at you, and motivation dwindles. Now imagine tackling the same task with the focused intensity of a Spartan warrior, breaking it down into manageable chunks, and rewarding yourself with those well-deserved breaks. That's the power of the Pomodoro technique in action. So how can you apply this ancient wisdom to your modern life? Let me paint you a picture. You've got that big presentation coming up, and the notes are scattered everywhere like fallen leaves in a storm. Instead of staring at them with mounting panic, you set your timer for 25 minutes, focus solely on organizing your key points, and boom, you've conquered the first section. Then you take a 5-minute break to stretch, grab a coffee, and clear your head. You repeat this process, breaking down the presentation into bite-sized chunks, feeling more confident with each completed interval. Remember, warriors, productivity isn't about cramming as much as possible into your day. It's about working smarter, not harder. The Pomodoro technique empowers you to take control of your time, focus with laser precision, and achieve remarkable results. Ready to unleash your inner Spartan? Implement the Pomodoro technique today and watch your productivity soar. Remember to share this episode with your fellow warriors, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join our conversation on social media. We're building a community of focused, productive individuals who are taking charge of their lives. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.